Kyla Simmons is a junior at Kalamazoo College. She studies psychology and media, and she also stutters. She says during a normal day, that doesn't matter. In fact, she embraces her disability. But when she was returning from a study abroad trip in January and was passing through U.S. Customs at the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, her disability became a major issue. She talked over Skype from Costa Rica.
And so when I was coming through the Atlanta International Airport, they asked me what country where I was coming from, and I stuttered on Costa Rica. Because it's always been a hard thing for me to say.
Just a brief stumble, likely exacerbated by the stress of the situation. But that wasn't the end of it. Simmons says after she stuttered, she was ushered into another room with a new staff member. Simmons says she explained her disability, but this new staff member seemingly didn't understand why she was stuttering, or even what stuttering was.
He asked there was something wrong with me. And so I had explained to him that I had a speech impediment and that I stuttered. And after I explained my speech impediment, he kept on asking me questions.
Simmons says the question started simply. Where was she going? What did she study? But Simmons says it all made her nervous, which only made the stutter worse. It all added up to a vicious circle of nerves and stuttering and more nerves and more stuttering.
I was really confused because they didn't tell me what was happening. I felt like I was trapped because no matter how much I told them that I had a speech impediment, it just felt like he didn't want to leave me.
Eventually, after about an hour and a missed flight, the authorities let Simmons go. But the experience stuck with her. She was mad that a customs agent didn't believe her and accused her of lying about a disability like her stutter.
And so I felt like I was just trapped because he didn't believe anything that I was saying.
So Simmons did something about it. She wrote about her experience on a blog for the Huffington Post. And she contacted stuttering organizations across the country, telling them that this behavior needed to be changed. Jane Fraser, the president of the Stuttering Foundation of America, says these kinds of experiences aren't unique for those who stutter.
Stuttering is a communication disorder. 70 million people stutter, and stress can certainly aggravate this condition.
Fraser says a non-stutterer won't suddenly start stuttering because of stress. But throw someone who stutters into an intense situation, she says, and suddenly that stutter gets a lot worse. Fraser has heard similar cases before, people getting pulled over by police and then getting confronted with an officer who doesn't understand their disability.
But it's not been anything so pressing as this. We heard from Kyla that she had been stopped and this had been a very embarrassing situation for her.
So Fraser and Simmons talked. They decided to work together on a new project that would help to make these situations, conflicts with authorities revolving around a stutter, disappear. And the way to do that? Well, Simmons designed a stuttering ID card. It explains right up front, I am a person who stutters. Here is what stuttering is. Fraser says the idea is that when someone is confronted with authority, they don't need to get overwhelmed with the prospect of talking and explaining their disability. Instead, they can just take out the card.
And what a difference that makes. And I think this makes a big difference for the TSA staff. I would think it would put them at ease as well because, you know, rather than their hackles being up, oh my goodness, this person is really guilty, they understand right away too.
Simmons says this entire experience has opened her eyes to parts of the world that still aren't quite as educated or accepting of her own disability. But she says she's happy it's happened.
Because a lot of times people who stutter, they don't feel like they have a voice. And so when I told my story about how I stood up, I think they felt encouraged and felt the need to share it.
A spokesman for the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport said he couldn't comment directly on Simmons' situation. But Fraser with the Stuttering Foundation says she already passed along all sorts of information on stuttering to the airport, and they were happy to learn more. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.